WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station is in the minority of cities without a downtown area. That could change, according to comments from Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
College Station is large enough and would, I believe, support a vibrant downtown. And so we're going to have to take some steps, public-private partnerships, to get that going. And I think we've got some folks in the area who would embrace that concept and who have even spoken to me personally and said, can we sit down and talk? And we're going to be doing that in the next several months.
Mooney says that's one example of public-private partnerships being studied in College Station. The Bryan City Council at this week's meeting approved spending more than $4 million on projects not in this year's city budget.
The council agreed to buy land to store water underground at an unbudgeted cost of $2.7 million from the water fund. Another $1.6 million is coming from various sources, so the home field of Brazos Valley Bombers baseball and the new Calvary developmental soccer teams can have new artificial turf, new lights, new fencing, and repairs to the grandstand. Another $87,000 is going to the Downtown Bryan Association for more employees, more out-of-town advertising, and money to hire cleanup crews before and after events. And additional repairs to the slide at the Bryan Aquatic Center will cost $66,000. There was no discussion prior to those unanimous votes, and before all that, the council did discuss a budgeted item replacing golf course maintenance vehicles. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker reported the course normally runs at a deficit of $200,000 a year.
The way it's budgeted this year, the budget amount, and I hesitate to throw this number out there because I think we usually do better than what's actually budgeted, but the budgeted figure is in the red of $511,000.
Walker also said in prior years, expenses have been less and revenue greater than budgeted. Comments came before the council approved replacing 8-year-old golf course maintenance vehicles. Purchase price, $42,000 less than the estimate. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A new reward program makes it possible for someone to receive up to $6,000 if they provide Crime Stoppers with information about an unsolved homicide in Texas.
The Crime Stoppers is now offering an additional $3,000 for anybody offering any information to the rest of a person or persons involved in these offenses on the featured case.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a different case is featured each month and the additional $3,000 is offered if the tip comes in before the next case is featured in the following month. Two of the top 12 cold case investigations come from the Brazos Valley. 21-year-old Jerome Robinson of Burleson County went missing in 2001 and is believed to have been murdered. And 40-year-old Virginia Freeman of College Station was murdered in 1981 while working as a real estate agent. Her killer was never found. You can find more information and the link to the DPS Unsolved Homicides website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 47 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning. It's 7:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High cloudiness will be drifting in from the west and southwest today, but with high pressure to our north, today should average out mostly sunny. We're 65 to 70 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight as some of those high clouds continue to move in, lows tonight 40 to 45. We're partly to mostly sunny through the high cloudiness tomorrow, 65 to 70. Does turn cloudy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Cloud Saturday, chance afternoon showers, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team took down Incarnate Word yesterday in their second midweek game this week. Meanwhile, it was a pitcher's battle as the A&M softball team dropped one to Houston last night. And spring practice began yesterday for the A&M football team. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on what he saw. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, March the 2nd. My Texas history teacher would whack me upside the head. All of us, because we all had to take Texas history.
Mm-hmm.
Today, of course, is Texas Independence Day.
Indeed.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it. The document was signed right over there, right down the road, Washington on the Brasses.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. 59 of them signed
Man.
That thing. All right. So this
so funny because when I, you know, went to grad school, and I might have mentioned this before, everyone else, I was the only one from Texas, and everyone else was from other places in the United States, and I brought up Texas history, like taking it in seventh or eighth grade or whatever.
Yeah,
said,
right.
You had a whole class based on Texas history?
Yeah.
I was like, well, don't you take, like, Virginia history? And they said, well, no, we just took U.S. history.
Yeah.
And I said, well, we're proud of our state.
We're
pretty much better. So,
we have a lot
to
learn.
We are.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, of course, you used the example of Virginia. They have had a pretty good history. But
right.
It's like, you know, if you're going to school in Iowa,
mm-hmm.
What happened in Iowa?
But I just assumed everyone took their state's history.
At least in Virginia, you know, like a lot of their history is kind of America's history.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's what my friend who grew up in, you know, outside of Philadelphia said. Well, no, the United States history is my history.
That's
that all happened there.
But, you know, hey, we were our own country. Just remember that.
Yeah.
So saying anyhow. And of course, we got the Battle of the Alamo thing. The Alamo falls on March the 6th, so that'll be another day. And then of course, we got San Jacinto Day, and that's muster here too. So all that stuff. Just saying, though, we were a republic. We were our own country.
Yep.
You know, and funny that a lot of people don't realize this, and I didn't until I visited there. So was Vermont at one point.
Oh, is that right?
It was. Because. Wow. You know, we act like we're the only ones, and really, it still doesn't matter.
It doesn't. That's right, because we're Texas.
But, yeah, it was.
Huh. All right.
Interesting.
There. See?
That's why you listen to the show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you live in Bryan or you golf, go over there and play some golf.
They need
some money over there. Man.
$511,000.
Yeah. Well, and again, I guess it's more than usual because they're buying some equipment.
Right,
that happens,
right. But still, usually he said $200,000 in the red.
Yes, he did.
Man.
Yeah, that's...
You know, and I see people on it. I drive by every day because it's just on my way to places. And, you know, I see people out there, but...
Well, but not enough.
No.
And the thing is, that golf course has been, I don't know, it's been controversial for the last, I don't know, at least 6 years,
mm-hmm.
7 years. I mean, because anytime there was any talk, if you'll recall at one time, there was talk that they would change what they were doing at Briarcrest. Briarcrest would not be a country club anymore, and maybe Brian could run that golf course. And that got people really, really angry who were Brian Muni regulars.
Mm-hmm.
And it became, I mean, controversial. Lots of letters to the editor. We had conversations here on the air about it. I mean, people were really emotional about that. Hello.
Yeah, they were. I think the real news of the day, though, is the mayor wanting to build a downtown in College Station.
Well, yeah, we'll there are a lot of things we can talk about. We'll get around to that one. And again, that's something that Carl Mooney was discussing yesterday. And we'll get there in a little while. That's
mm-hmm.
I don't know where we're going to put that, but that could be a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, a regular deficit of about $200,000. And if you'll remember, I don't know, it was probably 2014 that they actually looked at putting some sort of a super park where that's located
right
now.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was some thought about that. And even if you go way back, Travis Bryan, the community leader and banker in Bryan, had discussed the idea of, and of course the golf course is now named for him, but had discussed maybe having that be Blinn's campus.
Ah,
if you think about it, there's a railroad track that runs right down there, you know, along by Welborn Road. That could have worked out well. Anyway, that didn't ever come to fruition. The super park at that location has not come to fruition. Of course, we have Lake Arsenic right there. Mm-hmm. Everybody remembers that.
Yes.
And so
I just remember hearing, as growing up as a kid, like, yeah. That is a toxic body of water.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. Yeah. Never go in.
Don't even look at it.
You'll turn into a mutant ninja turtle.
Or something like that, yeah. Well, they got it cleaned up. But nonetheless, yeah, that was Elf Atacam, the company that apparently let some of that stuff get in there. But this area now, I mean, if we're hearing that it's operating at a deficit of $200,000 regularly, there probably will be some discussion about what they're going to do about that.
Definitely.
Now, because do we have enough golf courses already then that we do away with that one? And of course, I don't know what the green fee is there, but at the same time, I think we heard President Young discussing that the days may be numbered for the A&M golf course as we go forward. So, you know, it's there are lots of different things going on, lots of moving parts when it comes to that.
And it's a lot of land to take up.
It is. It is.
And I think that's, you know, in a very, you know, good area of town that could be used for something else if it's just going to be a money sucker.
If only there were a radio program where the mayors came on and talked.
Wait, what?
We may be talking to some city folks about that as time goes on. And then while we're on the subject of golf, I mean, have you heard they're going to change the rules in golf?
I mean, yes, like 19 rules or so, 30 rules or something that they're coming out with.
Wow. Now, okay, and some of them are interesting. Like one of them is that the player will not receive a penalty if the ball or the ball marker accidentally moves on the putting surface. Okay, so all right, I got that.
Yeah, I think some of them are more meant to clear things up. I think some of them were a little, you know, landed in that in between land of not sure how to really read it, and so they're supposed to make it easier for people to understand the rules.
Now, one of the things that was a big deal in the ladies' golf was that caddies would line them up before stepping away so that the player could make their swing. And now caddies will no longer be able to line up.
Oh, yeah. Do it on your own, sister.
That's right. Yep. See what you can do there. Time searching for a lost ball will go from 5 minutes to 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of course, at a PGA event, there ought to be enough people around that could probably show you where the ball went.
Yeah.
The one that I found interesting is players who have trouble in the bunkers and the sand traps and that stuff could get relief. If you want, you can take the ball out of the bunker and you can place it in the fairway or the rough behind the bunker, depending on where the bunker is, and take a two-stroke penalty.
Oh, interesting.
Unless that's your boss who's in the bunker, and then you know, you just turn your back and go, hey, nice shot, boss. Way to go. Yeah, good job.
So anyway,
way to avoid that.
But they didn't say anything about allowing one hole to be a place where the fans could yell at the golfers at every golf tournament.
Man.
Just one. There's
we
only
should
one
do
for
that.
Yeah, it's okay.
But, you know, while we're on golf real quick, because I could not fit it into our sports segment, just real quick, A&M junior Maddie Zurich won SEC Women's Golfer of the Week for the second week in a row.
Oh, nice.
First Aggie to ever do that.
How fun.
Pretty cool.
Very cool.
I heard commercials the other day, and we've got the, it's not golf, obviously, the NCAA Indoor Track and Field championships are going to be here.
Oh, sweet.
That's cool, yeah.
So, well, you know, A&M does pretty well in that. So
they do. They do.
Probably be an okay thing. All right, so the big news in business is about Snap. That's the owner of Snapchat. It's going to make its what's called IPO. That's an initial public offering on the New York Stock Exchange, with initial shares going for $17 a pop. You know, it's nice to just have regular folks talk about that, but regular folks don't get a shot at buying it at $17.
Yeah.
But what it means is 200 million shares are going to give the company about $24 billion, making it the biggest U.S. tech IPO since Facebook back in 2012. No matter how many shares you buy today, you don't get any voting rights. But so, there you go. But again, they're not really talking to us. This is all insider stuff. By the way, did you see what the stock market did yesterday?
Yeah.
Up 303 points. So the market certainly liked what President Trump had to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're rocking at 21,100 yesterday.
That was the largest surge since like whenever. I don't even know when since it was, but it was a huge surge.
NASDAQ up 78 points. I mean, people are investing in America. That's for sure.
And, you know, he hasn't been super busy on his Twitter feed, but he did tweet this morning about that. And he said, since November 8th, Election Day, the stock market has posted $3.2 trillion in gains, and consumer confidence is at a 15-year high. Jobs.
Yeah.
Jobs.
Jobs.
Well, and again, and that's what his opponents are saying, is he hasn't kept his campaign promises, but there are a lot of folks out there who think that he's doing okay.
Yep.
All right, so have you heard about the Pizza Hut shoes?
No.
Pizza Hut shoes?
I haven't.
Pizza Hut, of course, no stranger to using tech as a promo tool. Latest may be a little bit unusual, though. They just unveiled a pair of Bluetooth shoes. They're called Pie Tops. Okay?
I got it.
See, got it? Okay.
Yeah, Pie Tops.
Okay, thank you. Okay. That will order a large pizza for you at the press of a button that is on the shoe tongue.
What happens when you accidentally press the button and you didn't want a pizza?
Excellent point. So there's a mobile app to both set your order defaults and change the button push requirements. You don't have to worry in a case like that.
I was going to say, you never know when a pickup game of soccer is just going to, like, you know, break open in the office hallway.
Sure, and you may end up ordering a dozen pieces that you hadn't planned
on. Which I'm sure your coworkers would love and appreciate you.
Did you do this? Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Wow, oh, very cool.
Now, the deal is, though, you can't buy these shoes yourself. Pizza Hut has a handful that they will release at some point in the future, and then they'll make some more, you know, if it works out.
Right.
But the idea is, and of course, it automatically orders you a large Super Supreme pizza.
Oh yeah, it doesn't give you the personal pan.
No, don't do the plain cheese
only.
No.
Is there like a GPS in the shoes or something that allows them to deliver it directly to where you are?
That's another point.
Or do you have to be at home?
Cool.
64 pairs of the shoes have been made so far because they're going to hand them out. Having to do with the NCAA basketball tournament. All right.
So okay.
That's what we're pushing on that.
Pie Tops.
They said that they could have some more. All right. So, Prince Harry?
Yeah.
May propose?
Already?
Before the end
of
the year.
Meghan. Yeah. You get that rock on your finger, girl.
I'm telling you. Us Weekly quotes an insider to the royal family who reportedly has been told that Prince Harry could propose to Meghan Markle. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay. In fact, quote, they will be engaged by the end of the summer, the insider has claimed. They've spoken candidly about their future. She, of course, she's an older woman, you know.
Is she?
She's 35.
Oh.
And the prince is 32.
Oh, man.
So,
wow.
So not
there
much.
You are. But yeah. Yeah.
Well, and we talked about, you know, the Suits, that show that we talked about yesterday.
Uh-huh.
That's what she's on.
Oh, okay.
She's on Suits.
See, and so what kind of chit-chat do you have between scenes on the set, you know, about that with her?
Or does
she just go
How's Harry?
Does she just go to her trailer and hang out? Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know about Pie Tops, but I'd go for some spec slippers.
There you go.
Ooh, I like where you're going with that.
Hello.
All right, now Princess Kate and the Queen are most upset over this issue.
I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Well, here's the deal.
I haven't been listening. I'm sorry. I didn't know. Yeah.
They're apoplectic that Harry and Meghan may be taking away Pippa's, big moment in the sun because Pippa is getting married.
Well, okay. Pippa's not royal.
It doesn't matter. Pippa is the sister,
Of
the princess, and they are really, really upset that Harry may steal the thunder away from the Pippa wedding coming up this summer. So we're going to have to watch this very closely.
They're like the British Kardashians.
Oh, yeah, the royals.
Okay, okay, got that. Yeah, okay.
Meanwhile, April is eating grass right now. actually, she just got fed some hay. But I don't think she's hungry because she keeps taking it out of her trough and just throwing it over her back.
Well, all right, excuse me. A temperamental pregnant female?
Can you imagine?
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Don't miss the first annual Orange Days Open House at Normandy Tractor. 2 days and 2 days only this Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th. Stop by Normandy Tractor for Kubota Days. Check out exclusive comparison demos from Kubota reps and receive event-only discounts while enjoying great food and drink. Take home free apparel and product giveaways, hats, jackets, coolers, and more. Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. Remember, when it comes to Orange Days on Kubota tractors, lawnmowers, and implements, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80, and I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center College of Medicine, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, educational seminars, and more.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Get a special preview of Mature Well before it opens on March 6th. Visit maturewell.chistjosephhealth.org.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Let's have a look at the weather. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. High temperature today. It's going to be a pretty nice day. The winds will still be out of the north, but not nearly as high as they were yesterday. Look for a high temperature today of 67 degrees. It'll be 70 tomorrow with sunshine. Rain rolls into the forecast on Saturday and Saturday night, and also on Sunday and Sunday night as well at 50% through that time. But then tomorrow, on Monday, we're back up to 80 degrees once again. Currently, 47 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Some school districts in the greater Boston area are alarmed by President Trump's increasingly hostile stances. So administrators are sending letters to students and parents to offer reassurance. Now, what are the president's increasingly hostile stances? Well, there are three, according to the Boston Globe. The first is President Trump's executive order pausing travel from seven Mideast nations until we square away our vetting process, because ISIS has threatened to infiltrate the refugees and carry out terror attacks on our soil. The second Trump hostile stance is his executive order strengthening border security and directing ICE to enforce existing immigration law, particularly when it comes to illegal immigrants with criminal records. The third increasingly hostile stance, the one that tops all the others according to the Boston Scruel administrators, is Trump's executive order on Scruel bathrooms. It overturned Obama's directive to allow transgender students to use whatever public school bathroom they wanted, regardless of other students' privacy concerns. That's just a bridge too far. Never mind that Trump's order returns the decision to states. Never mind that school districts like Greater Boston can implement whatever policy they want without federal intervention. Now, these Northeast liberal elitist educators claim that protecting the country against terror attacks, enforcing existing immigration law, and allowing states to choose their own transgender policies, this is hostile? These people are hostile to reality. Say, folks, your New Year's resolutions are probably long gone, but if you own land, Mahindra's New Year's resolution sale will make sure you get more work done this year. My good friends at Mahindra are offering incredible deals on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth, like up to $7,900 in cash back and savings, plus the industry's best powertrain warranties. So if you gave up on that juice diet or pumping iron at the gym, don't worry. You can still care for the land you love with Mahindra tractors and utility vehicles. But hurry before the Mahindra New Year's resolution sale is gone. And I promise, Mahindra will help you get your work done, America. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and great financing on a new Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. To find your local dealer and test drive a Mahindra, please visit MahindraUSA.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggieLandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Some members of the Bryan City Council learned at this week's meeting how much the municipal golf course is subsidized.
Mayor Andrew Nelson learned from Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker that the golf course is budgeted to lose $511,000 this year.
Does it make money ever? I mean, does it pay for most of itself ever?
I would say on average it's about $200,000 in the red.
The $123,000 purchase of golf course maintenance vehicles is $42,000 less than the estimate. And without discussion, the council approved spending more than $4 million on items not included in this year's budget. Additional repairs to the slide at the Bryan Aquatic Center cost $66,000. Downtown Bryan Association is getting another $87,000 for more employees, more advertising, and to hire cleanup crews. $1.6 million is going towards improvements at the home field of the Brazos Valley Bombers and the new Cavalry developmental soccer team. And there's a land purchase of $2.7 million to store water underground. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
New private-public partnerships are being considered in College Station. Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says one possibility is affordable housing along the south side of Harvey Mitchell Parkway between the freeway and Dartmouth.
You and I can remember when that portion of 2818 didn't exist. You're right. And at one point, that land was cleared for the Super Walmart, and Walmart changed its tune and its ideas after getting a lot of input from citizens. So now that area is being looked at. But even that gets expensive. I mean, to build that area, that stretch of Dartmouth Road, that's a $6 million proposition. All right. And that's where it gets tough.
Mooney says he has been approached about creating a downtown area. A location was not identified. The chancellor of the University of Texas system is scrapping a controversial plan to develop a Houston campus, a project that had been sharply criticized by state lawmakers and other officials. William McRaven surprised many with a move to buy 300 acres to develop a data center in Houston, which does not have a UT presence. McRaven said after he was not able to rally support, he made the decision alone to abort the project. McRaven also said he believes that he still has the backing of the Board of Regents to lead the UT system. If you live south of the Texas A&M campus, you may get a knock on the door this afternoon. It's the annual spring walk and talk event co-sponsored by Precinct 3 Constable J.P. Ingram and several A&M departments. Those living in the Southside neighborhood are invited to share what Ingram says are quality of life concerns and learn more about being good neighbors. Today's event is scheduled from 2 until 4. In an effort to bring public awareness to unresolved or cold cases in Texas, a new reward program has been introduced. Two of those cases come from the Brazos Valley. Nearly 40 years ago, a real estate agent in College Station was murdered while showing a vacant residence to a potential buyer. Virginia Freeman's killer was never found. In 2001, 21-year-old Jerome Robinson of Burleson County went missing. His body was never found, but investigators believe he was murdered. Both of their cases are listed as the Texas Rangers' top 12 cold case investigations.
It's like the family members to know that's involved in these cases that we owe it to the victims and to them to bring the persons or persons responsible for committing these crimes to justice.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Crime Stoppers will now pay up to $3,000 to any person who provides information that leads to the arrest of the person or persons responsible for a cold case listed on the DPS Unsolved Homicides website. Each month, a different case will be featured, and tipsters are eligible for an even larger reward. Morgan says they're hoping the extra incentive will encourage people to come forward with more information. A link to the DPS Unsolved Homicides website is online at WTAW.com. The U.S. Justice Department has taken the position that they will not force Texas to change its voter ID law, which requires at least one of seven forms of state-approved photo ID. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner agrees with Trump's administration, saying voter integrity and the sanctity of our ballot box is very important.
I think it's proper and correct to ask an individual for a photo ID when they go to the ballot box. So I think the federal administration is moving in the right direction, the Department of Justice, regarding this issue.
It's a dramatic break from the agency's position under President Barack Obama when it argued that Texas's 2011 law was intended to disenfranchise poor and minority voters. This could encourage other conservative states to toughen their own election rules. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 47 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High cloudiness will be drifting in from the west and southwest today, but with high pressure to our north, today should average out mostly sunny. We're 65 to 70 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight as some of those high clouds continue to move in, lows tonight 40 to 45. We're partly to mostly sunny through the high cloudiness tomorrow, 65 to 70. Does turn cloudy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Cloud Saturday, chance afternoon showers, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check out the details on the A&M baseball team's win over Incarnate Word yesterday. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on the A&M softball team's loss to Houston last night. And the Rockets beat the Clippers for their seventh win in nine games. The Spurs return home for a win over the Pacers, and the Mavs rallied late but fell to the Hawks in Atlanta. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Let's head to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Happy 181st anniversary of Texas Independence Day.
Yeah, absolutely. We were just talking about that a little while ago. Just down the road is where those 59 guys got together and signed the Declaration of Independence. And, of course, we have this is a big month for March and April for Texas history.
Absolutely.
So let's turn the clock back to earlier this week. I'd like to get your thoughts on the President's address.
I was really pleased. I mean, one of the things that I think several of us have worried about is which Donald Trump would show up. Would it be Twitter Trump or campaign Trump? And we were really thrilled to see President Trump show up. And I think he He showed an amazing amount of an ability to empathize with the American people. I think he reached out and touched them. And also, it was a bold speech that laid out a pretty clear path forward to build American jobs, rebuild American security. And most of us on our side of the aisle were really thrilled with the job that he did.
Well, and even, I think, speaking to the Democrats, because he would physically turn to them, and he wants to reach out, and I don't think that he was highly critical of them. He said, no problem the United States has is too big to be solved, and it was a think big speech.
It really was, and I was somewhat surprised by the Democratic reaction to the speech. But look, I mean, if you want, like, I got home that evening, and I watched CNN. And they showed a poll where his speech had 78% approval that they did. And most of the commentators were fairly positive about the speech. And, you know, the CNN ideologically leans a little bit left-center. And so, I mean, I thought all the ideologies were pretty pleased with what he did.
I thought Van Jones's comments were amazing. I mean, he said
me too.
He became president tonight.
And so I don't know who wrote the speech for him. I hope to find out. Hope to find out soon, but they did a whale of a job, and he did a good job of delivering it. And I really appreciate the way he recognized the widow of our special operator that was killed recently.
Certainly. Well, on to the business of the House. What sort of actions did you take this week, and what can we look for in the next week?
Well, the big thing that we're working on now, because we have a shot clock that we're working against, are regulations issued by the Obama administration in its last few months. Yesterday, we voted to overturn an OSHA reg that was clearly outside the scope of the law. And so that makes 14 that we passed in the House. 5 have passed the Senate. 3 have been signed into law by the president. We're going to have several more over the next few weeks. Shifting forward to next week, we're going to start the markups for health care reform or Obamacare repeal and replace. We've been marking up what I call market stabilization bills to deal with the transition from Obamacare to a 21st century healthcare environment. And next week we're going to start in earnest the repeal replace part. We are getting closer and closer to having a pretty good scope as to what replace looks like.
So Congressman Bill Floor is joining us from D.C. So the term markup, that has to do with the amendments or the debates that you're going to have within the committee to decide what the finished product is looking like.
That's correct. It starts in the health care subcommittee of Energy and Commerce and also the health subcommittee of Ways and Means. We've got two committees that have jurisdiction over health care in the country, my committee, which is Energy and Commerce, specifically the health care subcommittee. And then the Ways and Means Committee has jurisdiction over the money parts of health care. And so each of those committees is going to be working that up over the next couple of 3 weeks. And our goal is to have a health care reform replace bill on the president's desk by April.
Two big concerns that the state of Texas has. One, the $800 million that we had to pay in Texas for border security. We've already talked about that, and sounds like there'll be some relief from the federal level. But also in front of the House and Energy and Commerce Committee is the Medicaid expansion. And, of course, CHIPS program in Texas is the largest one in the country, and a little bit of freedom for how the states use that Medicaid money might be important. Can you tell me how that stands?
Yes. See, that's one of the big challenges we have on the replace side is you've got, in terms of Medicaid expansion, you had some states that expanded Medicaid, and so they're getting, for lack of a better term, a federal windfall. And then on some states, like Texas, did not expand. And so in the replacement part of this, we have to make sure that we treat the states equitably in terms of Medicaid. So one of the things we're looking at doing is to give states the choice of you can either take your money in the form of a block grant, that way you can write your own Medicaid program that fits your population, or use per capita caps. So I don't know which option we're going to go with yet. We should get that resolved in the next week or so. For states like Texas that did not expand, what we're looking at is increased dollars to deal with disproportionate payments for hospitals that have a high population of Medicaid patients, particularly our rural hospitals, so that there's some extra money coming there. But still, we allow the states to adjudicate the program based on the population instead of having a federal bureaucrat tell the state how to spend its dollars. So I think most governors are pretty happy with the direction we're going. We've had a group of governors up here, bipartisan, that have visited with us and told us what they'd like to see in terms of Medicaid. And I think we're going to be able to achieve that, where the expansion states and the non-expansion states are going to find happiness.
Congressman Bill Floor is joining us from Washington, D.C. This morning, AgriPulse has a story about you have discussed that there should be a cap on the amount of ethanol that is in the marketplace at somewhat less than 10%. You haven't necessarily moved forward on that proposal right now. Can you tell me where that stands? Because ethanol does impact our energy industry here in Texas. And, of course, ethanol impacts where those farmers are growing corn for that purpose.
Right. The renewable fuel standard is what's driving this. The renewable fuel standard was last modified in 2007. And it crammed down and onto the American consumer a volume of ethanol that had to be blended in the nation's fuel supply. But the problem is that it was based on faulty gasoline demand assumptions. And so we've got these huge imbalances in fuel supply in the country now. And so what Peter Welch, a Democrat from Vermont, and I did is we got together and said, hey, we think there is a bipartisan sort of middle-of-the-fairway market-based solution to deal with this, and we introduced a bill that got 118 co-sponsors in the last Congress, more co-sponsors than any other renewable fuel standard modification bill has ever gotten. But the clock ran out at the end of the last session, so we weren't able to move forward with it. That said, when I was able to get myself appointed to the Environment Subcommittee of Energy and Commerce, and the chairman of that subcommittee, John Chimkus from Illinois, has asked me to lead the effort moving forward. But he did ask me, he said, before you and Peter reintroduce that same bill, would you see if you can come up with a more holistic solution to deal with the nation's fuel supply challenges? And so we've got, the challenges are that you've got multiple blends across the country that change seasonally. You also have what's called a reed vapor pressure constraint that you have to deal with. You got the whole renewable fuel issue. And then we also have CAFE standards that we have to deal with. So what we're looking at is, and what we're doing right now is trying to get all the stakeholders in to come talk to us so that we can try to find a way to thread the needle to not only fix the renewable fuel standard, but to basically find a new solution for all the challenges that the nation's fuel supply has today. And I think we can do it. Now, we've got a couple of stakeholders that are reluctant. They basically said, hell no. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, well, you're not going to like the outcome, because in 2022, the EPA has absolute authority over what happens to the fuel supply. And so would you like Congress to try to fix this now? Or do you want to have a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington tell you what's going to look like when you have no idea what the outcome will be?
Well, it's a follow-the-money thing. I mean, I'm looking the other day. You can buy gas for under $2 now, and when this legislation went in place, we had different numbers on the gas pumps then. That's for sure. The market was a completely different critter.
Right, right. And so we're hoping to develop a market-based solution that basically streamlines the fuel supply, improves air quality, and addresses the concerns that all stakeholders have, from small engine manufacturers to the car companies to the refiners to the corn growers to the consumer, to everybody. We're trying to reach out and find a way to thread that needle.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time. Look forward to talking to you next Wednesday.
You bet. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
Yes, sir. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
It's just like an American to think you invented the family. That's what Dr. Lillian Wahome, a psychologist in Kenya, jokingly said to me 25 years ago. We were exploring ways that my organization, Focus on the Family, could come alongside families in Africa. I hadn't done much international travel by that time, so I wondered if the needs of American couples differed from couples around the world. So I asked Dr. Wahome, do you think what Focus on the Family believes about marriage will be relevant in Africa? Her answer changed a lot of my assumptions. She said that couples around the world all need essentially the same things in marriage. Dr. Wahome's comments to me years ago were confirmed in a recent University of Washington study. Researchers there concluded that nearly all successful marriages exhibit two essential ingredients, love and respect. When those are present, a marriage can thrive, even if things like money and jobs are in short supply. Most wives want to feel deeply loved by their husbands. As one author put it, wives want love from their husbands like they want air to breathe. And husbands have an equally important need from their wives, respect. Despite differences in culture, language, and socioeconomic status, all marriages have very similar wiring, from around the world to your home. The two ingredients your marriage needs to thrive are love and respect. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 81st Masters Tournament, April 3rd through the 9th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2017 Masters.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate. Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at alittlesalt.org.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. In A&M baseball, Joel Davis drove in five runs behind two triples and a long ball to highlight the number 20 Aggies 12-5 win over the Incarnate Word Cardinals last night on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Out of the bullpen, Lee May Gonzalez took their momentum completely away from them and was fantastic. And you know, on a tough night to hit, we prove we can hit.
On the mound, Kaylor Chafin got the start for the Aggies. The junior earned a no decision after giving up three runs, one earned over two innings. Making his second career appearance, Lee May Gonzalez was solid out of the pen. The junior retired the first seven he faced before he grazed a Cardinal in the fifth. Gonzalez allowed just one more base runner over his four innings, striking out six. Next up, the Aggies head to the Bayou City for the Shriners Hospital for Children College Classic. The three-game set begins at 3:30 tomorrow inside Minute Maid Park against Texas Tech, and you can hear all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 5 Texas A&M softball team suffered its first loss of the season last night, falling to Houston 1-0 at the Aggie Softball Complex. Coach Joe Evans.
We got to start putting hits together. We need to be stronger and I think mentally tougher at the plate so that we can take over games when we should take over games.
Despite giving up only four hits with six strikeouts, junior Trinity Harrington was saddled with the loss. Sophomore Samantha Shaw threw three hitless innings in relief, striking out five and only allowing one base runner. The Aggies return to action as they host Georgetown, Prairie View A&M, and UTSA in the Texas A&M Invite at the Aggie Softball Complex beginning tomorrow. All five games can be heard on Willie 1550. The Texas A&M women's basketball team opens the 2017 SEC tournament in the second round tonight, taking on the number 11 seed Florida. The Aggies open the tournament as the number 6 seed and are 5-3 all-time in the SEC tournament, winning the 2013 tournament. Texas A&M has three 2017 All-SEC selections, Kyla Hillsman, Curtis Knox, and Danny Williams, all of whom earned their first career All-SEC honor. Here's Coach Gary Blair on what the Aggs need to improve on.
We've got to correct some of our sets. We've got to execute better. We have to be more accountable, particularly on the defensive end when we're playing our matchup zone.
Tonight's game is at 7:15 with pregame at 7, and you can hear Tom Turbyville and Steve Miller call all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Turning attention to the gridiron, the A&M football team enjoyed ideal weather in their first spring practice outside the McFerrin Center yesterday afternoon. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on what he saw on day one.
It's good. You know, we got through it, got a lot of reps. A lot of teaching, but you know, I thought all in all, you know, it's pretty good.
Coach Sumlin has to replace 10 starters, losing 9 players who will be working out at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis this week. However, the Ags will be returning 26 players who have started at least one game. A&M also has 9 early enrollees from a recruiting class ranked 10th in the country by Rivals.com. In the NBA, James Harden scored 26 points, and the Houston Rockets shot 20 of 52 on three-pointers in a 122-103 victory over the Los Angeles Clippers last night. In Atlanta, Paul Millsap scored on a drive with 30 seconds remaining, and the Atlanta Hawks held off the rallying Dallas Mavericks for a 100-95 victory last night. And in San Antonio, Kawhi Leonard had 31 points and 10 rebounds, and the San Antonio Spurs returned from an 8-game road trip to beat the Indiana Pacers 100-99 last night. And that's a look at your sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The inventory is huge. The deals are amazing. The time is now.
You only have 3 days to get the used car deal of a lifetime. It's the Repo Joe Sale.
The Repo Joe Sale at Atkinson Toyota has all the used car bargains you're looking for. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of over 160 used vehicles, trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Your tax refund goes further at the Repo Joe Sale. Pay just $27 down, then make the payments posted on the windshield. Some just $89 a month.
Stock number 16-22-98A. 2007 Toyota Sienna. Selling price $5,388. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe Sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
It's the best Repo Joe Sale ever.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Subject to prior sale.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
You can never plan on when your child will get a fever, flu, scrapes, bumps, or bruises. That's why almost 40 years ago, University Pediatric Association established weekend hours, evening hours, and after-hours appointments. Now UPA is offering walk-in, drop-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. Log on to upadocs.com for complete operational hours. UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Going to Athena Learning Center was absolutely the right choice.
I feel like Athena has made my child a more confident learner by giving him the skills that he needed.
I think Athena can allow a wide enough range of courses.
I feel very proud when one of my students comes to me with a report card and they're proud of it and their grades have improved.
Now he's bringing home high B's and A's.
Of the centers I've seen, Athena tops them all.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's 3 minutes till. Okay. Take a cleansing breath. Remember that first time you went to the water park and got out of the pool to go to the bathroom and there was nobody in there? Okay. So about one in.
There's bathrooms at the water park?
Okay. About one in five U.S. Americans say that they have, in fact, not gotten out of the pool, if you get my drift. So about four in five Americans are liars.
I was going to say, yeah.
even the world's most famous pool user, Michael Phelps, says everybody does that. Well, now scientists have finally figured out a way to quantify just how much there is in the pool.
Because we're just dying to know.
Yeah. A research team testing 31 pools and hot tubs in Canada. Canada? Found evidence of urine in every single one of them. On average, there were 8 gallons of that stuff that's partially water in your 110,000-gallon pool. Okay.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Remember when you were a kid and they told you that they put special chemicals in there and if you peed it turned purple and everyone would know?
Right.
I did not want to be the one to test that theory.
Of course not. No. The results are even worse for hot tubs, as you can imagine.
Oh,
We'll just put that right over
there. All right.
That's Canadians anyway, though.
I know. What are they doing talking to Canadians about that?
They're testing chicken byproduct. Huh. They're testing pee in the pool.
That's exactly right. Dang Canadians.
Got nothing better to do.
They don't. They go watch hockey and play. Do curling or
Meanwhile,
something.
Meanwhile, I'm watching a giraffe on live stream.
Yeah, how's that going? Is she still slinging
good.
The hay around?
She's good. Oh, she's looking right at the camera right now.
Fantastic. What, April? Is that her name?
April, and her mate, his name is Oliver.
Oliver and April. There you go. All right, we're going to get to 67 degrees today. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.